Hi, this is a dictation for President Brian Cook, back, BryantCook-Beck, date of birth is 11-11-92, date of accident 10-21-2021. Mr. Brian Cook is referred from his attorney's law firm, Loblaw firm, for a follow-up evaluation. He was initially seen on 11-23-2022, when he reported allegedly that he was rear-ended as a front seat passenger, leading to head injury, and especially the worst pain was on the top of the head, associated with sensitivity to the light and associated with dizziness, vertigo, loss of balance, loss of memory, confusion, disorientation, and forgetfulness. And he started having pain symptoms in the area of neck and also lower back, radiating to the right lateral part of the thigh and all the way up to the knee. And the patient had these pains ongoing continuously. He has received all kinds of braces, and the patient reported that his lower back is appears as if it is going to snap, and he cannot stand all day long. He has been working for making signs in City of Detroit, and he lifts heavy weight. He is a labor job, and he has not been able to work since the accident. Currently, today patient reports that his pain in the lower back is 7 to 8 with radiation to the outer part of the thigh and outer part of the buttocks on a lateral aspect, and some pain in the right knee is reported. The pain level according to him is 8 to 9. He reports there is no pain in the neck or mid-back or upper back, and no headaches. The last headache was 3 weeks ago. He has got almost some improvement. He reports 0% improvement, but I believe it is 30%. So I'm removing that. And he can walk up to 2 blocks. He can sit and stand for 20 minutes back. There is no loss of memory, loss of balance, no lightheadedness. And no headaches. Dizziness happens only in severe sudden running, but otherwise none. The ADLs that he reports are affected are general activity, which is 9, and mood is affected 7, walking ability is affected 6. In the system review, patient reports in neurology and psych, dizziness, vertigo, difficulty sleeping, poor work performance, anxiety, and nightmares. He denies any loss of memory, vision problems, headaches. He denies any blackout, seizures, or confusion, disorientation, or lack of focus. None of them. No TBI symptoms. In the pain and numbness, mostly he has a pain in the lower back and mild pain in the neck. And similarly, there is a stiffness of the neck and lower back and numbness. No other issues are listed. In the GI, patient reports that there is a nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel. In the GU, patient reports that he has an incontinence of the urine, no incontinence of the urine frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. And in last 1 month, there are no changes in the pain levels and no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are none. And in the substance, patient utilizes marijuana. Compliance is the patient uses is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. The physical examination reveals that the blood pressure is 142/92, pulse is 84, pulse ox is 100, and the rest of the exam will be from previous visit, which is 11-23-2022, dictation number 1129-046-047 and 1130-005. Please include the general review and musculoskeletal examination and the extremities examination along with diagnosis, the plan. I have requested a record release because this patient was involved in an accident more than a year ago on October 21st, 2021. I have requested IME release and all the records and MRIs, diagnostics. We received a MRI report from Premier MRI, where there is a, it was done on April 1, 2021, 6 months prior to the accident, showing that there is a mild disc dehydration at L5S1 with a 2 millimeter bulge. In order to compare with no new MRI has ever been done, hence a MRI is being ordered today for lumbar spine to identify a new trauma for the gentleman. And once this is done, he'll be seen again. He's provided following medication, which are Mobic, 15 milligram twice a day, and Flexeril, 10 milligram twice a day, Acifex, 20 milligram twice a day, Tramadol, 50 milligram twice a day for pain relief, Xanax, 1 milligram at night for anxiety, Zoloft, 50 milligram at night for depression and anxiety. Lyrica, 50 milligram twice a day for pain relief. The patient is otherwise stable. Once the MRI is done, further care can be organized for him. A CT scan of the lumbar spine was done at Henry Ford Hospital on October 29, 2020. Again, it was before the accident, and it did not show much positive findings. I have not ordered any physical therapy because I believe he's already done physical therapy for maximum potential has been achieved. No further help is possible. He's released to a work, to a light duty where he can lift up to 10 pounds. Unless the MRI shows something different, he will be discharged to go to a regular doctor. Thank you.